It's time, Nez Nation. We have to talk about this story with Sean P. Diddy Combs and the raid on his house by the FBI, Homeland Security, as well as, you know, I waited a long time because this story broke a week ago and there was a lot of videos about this topic. But I don't think you're ever going to see, you won't see a video like this talking about how unimaginably deep this story truly goes. I can honestly say, without any hyperbole, without any dramatic histrionics, this story is bigger than the Epstein case. Just a little bit of kind of a run through of what we know so far about these allegations against Sean Combs, aka Puff Daddy, aka P. Diddy. And then I'm going to go through what I think the real gist of this story is and how it relates to the kind of purpose of our channel. And I promise you, stick around for this. So Sean Diddy Combs was in his homes in Los Angeles and Miami were raided by Homeland Security amid a possible connection with an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. And by the way, really quickly on that note, I have family members that are law enforcement. I have a lot of clients that are law enforcement. I love law enforcement. I have the utmost respect for our military and law enforcement, as you guys know this. They would not be able to commit this type of a coordinated raid. They would not be able to ensue this without ample evidence, ample conclusive proof that Sean Combs and all the people involved in his, you know, cauldron of, I was going to say cauldron of evil. It's just, it's even worse than that. You know, there's no way they would be able to do carry out a coordinated attack like this without ample evidence. Authorities targeted the rapper's homes to seize phones, computers. Combs was spotted outside a Miami airport, slowly strolling back and forth Monday, just hours after the raids, according to reports. I want you to remember that one because that one's really important. He also, by the way, he also ditched his kids. This guy got on a private plane from, I think, Los Angeles and headed out to Antigua, out to the Caribbean. And he was like, I'm gone. He was like, hasta la pasta. See, you wouldn't want to be a... Brendan Paul, a music producer and basketball player, was arrested on drug charges at a Miami airport while attempting to board Combs' private jet. Paul has been accused of being a drug mule for Combs in a federal lawsuit. Yeah, it's more than sex trafficking. There's also a drug trafficking ring as well. At least four Jane Does and one, this is interesting, at least four Jane Does and one Jane Doe have been interviewed by New York prosecutors in connection to sex trafficking allegations and a RICO case. Combs' ex-girlfriend Cassie filed a lawsuit in November of 2023 on several allegations, including rape and physical abuse for over a decade. Over a decade. Combs and Cassie settled the lawsuit one day after she filed it. Why'd you settle so soon, Puff Daddy? In November of 2023, the rapper was accused of drugging, filming, and sexually assaulting a woman on a date in 1991. Don't forget, there was also that incident when she was dating Jennifer Lopez, that shooting incident whereby his bodyguard, who was the same exact bodyguard, I believe, for Michael Jackson, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's certain, just made it all kind of go away. There was a shooting. There was a shooting in a club where apparently somebody who got into a tussle with Combs had been essentially just offed and unalived and taken care of. There was nothing else. We didn't hear anything else about it. Very strange. The lawsuit about this 1991 describes how Combs drove the alleged victim to a music studio where she could not get out of the car before taking her to a place he was staying to sexually assault her. A third woman filed a lawsuit against Combs in November, claiming that he and singer-songwriter Aaron Hall took turns sexually assaulting her and a friend in the early 1990s. Are we sensing a pattern here, folks? The woman listed as Jane Doe in the lawsuit claimed that a couple of days after the assault, Combs came to the home where she and her friend were staying and violently attacked her. In December of 2023, Combs was hit with fourth sexual assault lawsuit that accused him of and others of sexually assaulting a 17-year-old girl at his NYC recording studio after drugging her and supplying her with alcohol. Those are just a few of the allegations that Combs is now facing. And I'm going to also share with you an excerpt. Much credit to Jesse Waters. I highly recommend you watch his whole segment on this, where this kind of relates to the sort of crux of what I want to talk about. I'm going to tell you how I feel about all this and what I think of all this. But it's in regards to all of this new breaking intelligence and information about these secretive parties that Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, would have at his home, which included celebrities, included political heads of state, including the royal family. Prince Harry is one of the ascribed attendees of these parties. CEOs, we're talking big time record moguls, producers, the list goes on and on and on. Combs even had this assistant who was almost like the Ghislaine Maxwell version to Epstein, who acted in the same almost capacity to Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, where she would groom young, kind of unbeknownst females and males into these sex, drug, you know, freak-off parties or freak-out parties, or whatever you want to call them, these destitute, depraved Hollywood celebrity CEO parties where sex trafficking, drug trafficking all took place.
His freak-out parties in attendance were celebrities, politicians, athletes, international dignitaries like British royalty, Prince Harry, and music label executives. Lil Rod claimed some of the biggest names in the recording industry sponsored these parties with sex workers, drugs, and underage girls. The CEO of Universal Music, Lucian Grange, is named as a defendant. So is the former CEO of Motown Records, Ethiopia, Habert Mariam, and others. Lil Rod says hidden cameras were in every room of Diddy's homes. Lil Rod believes that Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person that has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties. Salacious tapes of Hollywood's biggest names, including record CEOs and politicians, doing drugs and cavorting with prostitutes and minors. The complaint argues that these freak-off parties were a business model. Young and up-and-coming talent attended and were promised career opportunities and access to music executives. They were then plied with drugs and alcohol, filmed. Some were blackmailed. There was a quid pro quo, according to the complaint. Lil Rod said not only were these music executives sponsoring these parties, they were handing Diddy large sums of cash that he used to pay for the sex workers and drugs. Something tells me the IRS is going to be interested. The suit claims the defendants funded the sex trafficking venture and participated in the recruitment of victims. Now, if this is true, this is so bad. Famous artists like Usher, at the age of 13, were whisked away to Diddy's Puffy Flavor Camp.
I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending you over to something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
You were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was. But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
So nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand.
Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
15-year-old Justin Bieber spent days with Diddy.
Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives. What we doing, we can't really disclose. But it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
Been coming. Wait, that really sounds familiar, doesn't it, Nez Nation? Grooming up-and-coming artists, talent, new rising stars taking advantage of your position of power to basically groom and commit all sorts of lasciviousness and atrocities on these young, impressionable, ambitious, they just wanted to sing their songs, make records, make movies. Doesn't that sound awfully familiar? What does that sound familiar to? Let me know in the comments, Nez Nation. I'll give you a hint. The hashtag was Me Too. This is so his kids got arrested. They did a coordinated attack. There's multiple allegations. It's all over the news. It's all over the media. It's all over the globe. He ditches his kids. There's so much information. Oh, and by the way, let me share this. If you don't know who Suge Knight is, Suge Knight was one of the biggest, if not the equivalent of Sean Combs on the West Coast to Sean Combs on the East Coast back in the 90s, before he was arrested, responsible for producing, you know, people like Snoop Dogg and Tupac Shakur before he was tragically shot in Las Vegas. Suge Knight, I have a clip of Suge Knight corroborating these types of parties, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, these secret grooming parties. Check this out.
I tell you what, Puffy, your life's in danger. Because you know the secrets, who's involved in that little secret room you guys participating in. So, you know they're going to get you if they can.
Just in case you couldn't hear that audio, Suge Knight, again, who this was guy was like a major mogul on the West Coast, the equivalent of Sean Combs on the West Coast, if not even bigger. He says there, if just in case you couldn't hear it, he says, they're coming to get you. You better be careful. It's because of that secret room they all participated in. Who is they all? Who all participated in this room? I wonder who they all could be. Who is they all? Who is they all? It's really, I think my take on this story, what's really, really interesting is that, so you have all these people coming after him, all these people coming after arresting his kids, all of this new leaked anonymous Jane Doe, that all these new counts, his own best friends, his former artists that he worked with, all coming out against him. And yet here he is right here in his Miami home. This was a shot that was caught literally a day ago. Why isn't he in being interrogated? Why isn't he? Why isn't he in a penitentiary? Why is he not incarcerated? Why is he not in detention? Why is he not behind bars, or at least in a courtroom or something? This guy is roaming free. Why? You have to ask yourself why, Nez Nation. Here's a shot of him. You know, he was flashing the sign of love at a Miami restaurant. Does this guy look like a guy who's worried about being in trouble for sex trafficking? And I mean, sex trafficking is a pretty big crime, last I checked. Drug trafficking is a huge crime, last I checked. Why is he roaming around a Miami restaurant and going outside and having a smoke at his Miami home? Why is he roaming around so free? But more importantly, yeah, I understand he could post bail or whatever, but more importantly, why does he seem like he doesn't have a care in the world? I wonder if this has anything to do with it. I wonder, you know, we know all the people who visited Epstein Island, right? Clinton, Prince Andrew, Bill Gates, and the list goes on and on. Celebrities, you can't, Will Smith. I mean, the celebrities and the dignitaries and heads of state, and basically the apex of the elite, right, in the world, all went to Epstein Island. I wonder if the former president here ever went to one of these freak-off parties of Sean Puffy Combs. I wonder if the reason why Sean Combs is smiling at a Miami restaurant and flashing love signs, I wonder if there's something that he knows that we don't, if there's some kind of immunity that he's getting. One of the alleged victims said that he has recordings of every single party. He's got footage recordings of every single party with all those celebrities, all those CEOs, Prince Harry. My question here is two things. Number one, does Sean Puff Daddy Combs, who you see sitting side by side with the president, is Sean Puff Diddy Combs, A, was that his insurance recording all of these, unbeknownst to maybe all the attendees at the party? Was that his insurance get out of jail free card? Or will Sean Puff Daddy Combs experience the same fate that Jeffrey Epstein experienced? Some kind of accidental. I wouldn't be surprised. Bookmark this right here, Nez Nation. I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden Sean Puff Daddy Combs befell some miraculous, out of the blue, out of left field, surprise meeting of the end of his fate. I wouldn't be surprised. Although, they need to know where all that footage is first. Here is something that I truly believe could even outdo the first two that I just mentioned. Number one was that he's got this leverage against these people. Obviously, he's got these recordings. Or number two, he might befall some terrible fate. God forbid. Obviously, I don't want anybody to experience what Jeffrey Epstein experienced. Or three. And I'm kind of leaning on three. The reason that he is gallivanting in Miami at restaurants and in his pad in Miami and seemingly so carefree and bereft of any concern, any worry about, never mind the fact that your kids were seen on national television being thrown in cuffs by Homeland Security, never mind the fact that this is all over the news, your reputation, your ethos, your credibility has gone out the window. I'm sure nobody in the music industry, nobody in Hollywood, nobody in the entertainment industry wants anything to do with you. I mean, there's a lot of things that you should be concerned about, but you're gallivanting in a Miami restaurant. You're acting like you have no care in the world. Perhaps, and this is kind of where I'm leaning, is it possible that Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, is a federal informant? Maybe he acted as a federal informant. Allegedly involved, this is all allegedly, this is just my guess, in a scheme of blackmail against public figures using hidden cameras in his mansion. Footage that he reportedly handed over to the feds. This is from the Daily Mail reported this. Did he do it? Is he a federal informant? It would explain why he sort of... It would explain his actions in the last couple of days. It would explain the lack of concern, the lack of worry, seemingly carefree attitude. Like, oh, this is just another day in the neighborhood for Sean Puff Daddy Combs. What does he have on all of those celebrities, maybe perhaps presidents, maybe perhaps dignitaries? I mean, Prince Harry, it seemed pretty viable that Prince Harry was actually in attendance in these crazy parties that he held. Who else was there? Who do you think, Nez Nation? I'd love to hear from you. Now, well, Nez, what does this have to do with the purpose of your channel? Well, you know, because, you know, A, this is a very, very big story. I think it's truly bigger than Epstein. I don't know if Epstein had any footage. Besides, we saw certain snapshots here and there of Clinton or Prince Andrew. I don't know if, I mean, there is real hard data and corroboration that Puff Daddy actually has video footage, recordings of all of the attendees to these crazy, funked out, freaked out parties. I don't know if Epstein had that. And what those tapes could reveal could be so damning, could be so consequential that it could be bigger than the biggest story in this century, the biggest story of this century. It could be absolutely huge, way bigger than Epstein because of the actual fact of A, it's tangible hard evidence, and B, it's happening in the most consequential year of our republic, I think, since 1861. D, he's had such close-knit ties to the left, a.k.a. Oprah, Obama, Michelle Obama, the Clintons, Bill Gates. He's had such an open relationship with the left. Plus, there's also this.
If this man is elected, we're not standing by no more getting killed. We're not scared of anybody standing up and standing by. We're on the verge of a race war. White men like Trump need to be banished. That way of thinking, it's real dangerous. Mm-hmm. When you look at it, we don't have no choice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can say what you want about Biden. I can't say I love the pick either, but hey, we got to get him in office, mm-hmm. and then we got to hold him accountable.
Men like Trump, white men like Trump, need to be banished? Excuse me? Excuse me? I beg your pardon? This has everything to do with my channel. This story, and the reason I wanted to wait so long is because I knew that if I rushed to tell this story and talk about it, I would miss the deeper layers. There's surface layers, there's mid layers, but there's deeper. The deeper layers here are, I truly believe that Sean Combs is a federal informant. I believe that he may have some documents, footage that would put a lot of powerful people in precarious, if not awful, scenarios and positions. And his connections and his ties to the powerful elite like Obama, Oprah, the Bidens, the Clintons, etc., and the fact that he said that about Trump, to me, all point towards a vast and deep, dark exposure of this powerful elite and how far they will go to get whatever they want. And they feel they can do it with impunity. You're not going to see this kind of story on mainstream media. You think you're going to see this type of commentary and analysis on mainstream media? You can forget about that, Jack. That ain't happening. It is my mission, it is my purpose to raise awareness with this channel. I want to bridge the divide. I don't want to expand it. It is my mission and my purpose to bring the truth. And also just to engage in discord, to engage in conversation, because mainstream media won't talk about this stuff. So I turn this over to you. Am I crazy? Am I nuts? I'm happy to be wrong. Let me know in the comments what you think. What do you think of these freakout parties, the recordings, the footage? Is he an informant? Will he absolutely meet a fate similar to Jeffrey Epstein's? Do you think this is smaller than Epstein, bigger than Epstein? I would love to hear your thoughts, Nez Nation. Thank you so much. As always, if you made it this far, don't forget, become a Nez Nation Insider. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a dime. It's in the pinned comment, in the show notes, and in the description. Just click the link and then click on free newsletter. Give us your best email. Bada boom, bada bing, you're in. It's, and you'll always be in the know. You'll always get the latest breaking updates, news, breaking stories live. That Legacy Media and network television and network media won't share with you because they're all state media. Independent media companies like myself, we're here to bring you the good stuff, the real stuff, to raise awareness. And so I hope you'll become a Nez Nation Insider. It absolutely behooves you and you'll always be in the know. It's your sure-proof, fail-safe way of never missing out. Make sure you check out these videos right here. These are powerful, awesome videos. Click on those and I'll see you over there. As always, Nez Nation, God bless you, God bless your families, and may God bless America. I'll see you real soon.